At the hollows, Fred cut the tape's forward motion. All the cubes froze and the sound ceased.
Taking a break, Fred?
One of the other scramble suits called over to him.
Yeah,
Fred said. I'm tired. How this crap gets to you after a while. He rose and got out his cigarettes.
I can't figure out half what they're saying. I'm so tired.
Tired, he added, of listening to them.
When you're actually down there with them, a scramble suit said, it's not so bad, you know? Like, I guess you were on the scene itself up until now, with a cover, right?
I would never hang around with creeps like that, Fred said, saying the same things over and over, like old cons. Why do they do what they do, sitting there shooting the bull?
Why do we do what we do? This is pretty damn monotonous when you get down to it.
But we have to. This is our job. We have no choice.
Like the cons, a scramble suit pointed out. We have no choice.
Posing as a narc, Fred thought. What does that mean? Nobody knows. Posing, he reflected, as an imposter. One who lives under parked cars and eats dirt. Not a world-famous surgeon or novelist or politician. Nothing that anyone would care to hear about on TV. No life that anyone in their right mind. I resemble that worm which crawls through dust, lives in the dust, eats dust, until a passerby's foot crushes it. As that expresses it, he thought. That poetry. Luckman must have read it to me, or maybe I read it in school. Funny what the mind pops up, remembers. Arctor's freaky words still stuck in his mind, even though he had shut off the tape. I wish I could forget it, he thought. I wish I could for a while. Forget him.
I get the feeling, Fred said, that sometimes I know what they're going to say before they say it. Their exact words. It's called deja vu.
One of the scramble suits agreed.
Let me give you a few pointers. Run the tape ahead, over longer break intervals. Not an hour, but say 6 hours. Then run it back, if there's nothing until you hit something. Back, you see, rather than forward. That way you don't get into the rhythm of their flow. 6 or even 8 ahead, then big jumps back. You'll get the hang of it pretty soon. You'll get so you can sense when you've got miles and miles of nothing, or when somewhere you've got something useful.
And you won't really listen at all, the other scramble suit said, until you do actually hit something.
Like a mother when she's asleep. Nothing wakes her, even a truck going by until she hears her baby cry. That wakes her. That alerts her, no matter how faint that cry is. The unconscious is selective when it learns what to listen for.
I know, Fred said. I've got 2 kids.
Boys?
Girls. He said, 2 little girls.
Oh, that's all right, one of the scramble suits said. I have 1 girl, 1 year old.
No names, please,
the other scramble suit said, and they all laughed. A little.